Truckers. Welcome to what is probably going to be known as one of the drunkest episodes of the Hollywood Hick to date. Because the Hollywood Hick is a wasted. He's been hanging out with the homos over in West Hollywood, which I don't hardly never do. And today I chose to do it. I went to brunch. I went to go, well, lunch, really. I don't know why it's called brunch when it was lunchtime. It was straight up lunchtime. And I went to go over there and hang out with them for a little while and cut to a full day of drinking because it was beautiful outside. And apparently that's what the Hollywood Hick does on President's Day. Because although this is going to be heard on a Tuesday, I'm recording this on President's Day because I have to work tomorrow because the presidents don't get me 2 days in a row anymore because of whatever. But welcome to the Hollywood Hick. This is Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick. Thank you for joining me here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. /live if you want to hear this shit when it's happening. As it's happening, which is at 7 o'clock in the p.m. on the East Coast. No, see, I told y'all I'm drunk. 7 on the West Coast, 10 on the East Coast, and I'm do the math otherwise. But on Tuesdays and Fridays in the evening time at the PM one, 7 PM or 10 PM or wherever you're at PM, that's when the new Hollywood Hick airs. And then you can hear it on the 7s or the 10s, wherever you're at, throughout the day, every day, on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, mother truckers. But yeah, I am a lit, like, honestly, I'm embarrassed and how drunk I am, but I'm just drunk, and I have to admit, I figure I might as well be honest instead of trying to hide it, because there would be no hiding this shit, y'all. There would be absolutely, there's going to be times where I say things or do things because I'm not prepared either. I'm not prepared. I'm winging the fuck out of this shit. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know like what we're going to do, but we're going to get through this entire program together, and I think y'all can, like, fuck. I don't know. There'll be several beer breaks, too, where I, like, take six of beer, and that's what I do when I'm trying to drink and talk at the same time. I can't. That's the problem. I cannot drink and talk at the same time. Okay. So, all right. First thing I wanted to talk about, though, because this does crack me up. I love when there is a little bit of justice in the world, now that I've rambled through the beginning of this bullshit. 2.5 minutes of me drunk talking about, hello, how are ya? But, did y'all see, okay, that chick, you remember when the chick went nuts, the chick who was like the head of whatever for like Korean Airlines, and she was nuts, Heather chose her name, they like, she's like freaking like the Leona Hemsley of the sky apparently, but she had that nut rage incident where apparently the macadamia nuts weren't on a plate, they were in a bag when they were served to her, and she like lost her mind and like told them, like, basically pulled like a Conrad Hilton and was calling them all peasants and shit. But okay, well, whatever, here, I'll bust it down for y'all. I busted it out on the Wikipedias because, you know, I cannot be responsible for remembering things. Oh, because I can't remember things I learned. I'll just go ahead and share with y'all. I will, but then we'll get into Heather Cho. I will admit freely I have learned because I hosted a show. Okay, there's a show out here in Los Angeles called PUI, which stands for Performing Under the Influence, right? And what happens is comedians go up and they will do a set while they're completely sober, and then as soon as that's over, they will promptly get as smashed as humanly possible and then do another set after they've like ingested whatever alcohol and or drug type product that they want, and do that set. And I hosted the second half of that, which is the wasty side of the equation, and something compelled the Hollywood Hick to rise to the occasion and get just drunker than Cootie Brown. And when I say drunker than Cootie Brown, I mean straight up drunker than Cootie Brown, 2-day hangover. And then coming off of a 2-day hangover, the dumbass Hollywood Hick, me, Brent Paris, decides that it is appropriate to go hang out with the homos in West Hollywood and drink more for an entire day. And, yeah, so that's why I'm sitting here rambling when I should be talking about Heather Cho. Heather Cho, who is the crazy fucking nut rage chick from South Korea, who apparently has now been sentenced to 1 year of prison. That is what I'm getting at. She has been sentenced to 1 year of jail or prison, whatever they call it over there, because she went nuts and started trying to pull rank, and people were like, finally had it up to here. Because from what I understand, in South Korea, people are starting finally to be like, nah, this bullshit has got to come to an end. But what she did, like, according to the Wikipedias, it says Heather Cho was subject of a December 2014 news report where she ordered a Korea Airlines plane to return to the gate to force the chief flight attendant of the plane. I love how people write on fucking Wikipedia. It's like such, this is such a long rambling sentence, but it says to force the chief flight attendant off the plane because a packet of macadamia nuts was served to her in a bag rather than on a plate. The flight attendant was forced to kneel down in front of said see you next Tuesday, Biddy Mitch bitch ass McBitcherson. I can't believe this shit. In front of her and beg for forgiveness. Beg for forgiveness. This is what this horrible, horrible woman forced this poor dude who was just trying to earn a living to do. And this is also the daughter of the president of the company, I think, of Korean Airlines, right? So, and then, like, she, like, forced him to beg for forgiveness and was immediately fired. She, like, fired him right there on the spot. Like, a horrible person, right? The cabin crew couldn't satisfy her, so she ordered the manager off the plane, which necessitated it taxiing back to the airport, creating a delay of approximately 20 minutes for the 250 people on board and sparking a wider controversy. Of course, if I was on that plane and this bitch was doing it, I wouldn't give a crap. If I knew she worked for the airline and was doing this stupid nonsense, I don't think I would be able to hold my tongue. Like, it would be like the other day. Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all another story because I'm drunk and I'm just gonna be rambling and probably going off a lot of tangents, and this will be the first one. I'm gonna tell y'all something. Okay, I'm gonna have a sip of beer, hold on. Okay, let me tell you something. If your parents didn't teach you manners, it does not mean that you don't know that you need to use manners. Just because you had shitty parents does not excuse you from the manners category. And I'm going to tell you why I feel like saying this. Because I go do yoga in the park, right? I go do yoga and I like, it's nice. It's outside. There's like a breeze and there's like happiness and like, even though I hate birds, I can still deal with their like chirping and stuff. But I go the other day and I'm like really excited. It's a beautiful, beautiful Los Angeles Hollywood day in Runyon Canyon, this like beautiful park right in the smack dab middle of Hollywood. And just in case y'all are all over the world and don't know where the fuck I'm talking about, but if you're in Hollywood, you know what I'm talking about. Runyon Canyon, the field down there, yoga. I'm there in the afternoon session and there is a dude, a hippie hipster fucking bitch ass wannabe son of a motherfucking bitch who has no concept of what it is to own a fucking critter, and then brings this said critter to yoga class and ties it to a fence over a far away from where he is so as to have this crazy ass critter go nuts for an entire hour through a yoga class where people such as the Hollywood hick, myself, Brent Paris, here on the Crab Diving Network is trying to be zen and shit. And I can't do that. And I'll tell you why I can't do that. I can't do it because your dog is going fucking nuts because he ain't had his nuts cut and you didn't bother to give him a lot of fucking exercise before you tied him to a fence so that he could watch everybody have fun except for him fucking self. And you think that the best way to deal with that dog is to whisper stop. Like literally, you probably won't be able to hear it, but I'm going to do it for you fuckers right now. But this is the kind of fucking shit he was trying to do to get that dog to calm down. Don't. Stop. Come on, man. That is not how you get a mother trucking dog to stop. Well, actually, what you do is you have some fucking manners. So if this ever happens to you, I'm just telling you people, you have some mother trucking manners. Gather your shit, get your dog, and get the fuck out because everybody else would like to enjoy their fucking time there doing the yoga and not have to deal with your crazy mother trucking dog going nuts to the entire thing that you have the fucking desire and or the ability to freaking contain, you freaking self-entitled asshole. That's exactly what you are, a mother trucking self-entitled asshole who needs a foot so far up your ass that I don't think it's physically possible for me to help you out with that because mine will only go so far. That's what I have to say about that. Okay, so now that I have gone off a big old tangent ranting about the horrible dog that was at yoga the other day, but what I'm saying is, people, if you have a critter, if you're a critter person, you know, and your critter's going nuts, then it's your responsibility as the critter owner to remove that fucking loud-ass, obnoxious little son of a bitch from the situation. You don't get to keep having fun because you brought an unruly critter. That's just how that works. Sorry, but that's how it works. So basically what I'm saying is Heather Cho is an unruly critter, and it's about freaking time she gets put the fuck down, and that's what they did. They gave this chick a year in prison for basically being a royal freaking self-entitled, horrible, see you next Tuesday, bitch-ass bitch. That's what she got. Because, okay, according to this, we'll keep going. When the incident became public, according to this, there was a popular backlash about her against Cho and Korean Air. Of course, like, people got wind of it, and it's like, everybody who has ever been on a plane is like, you can't do this. I even had an incident. Okay, I'm going to digress again, and who cares, but I'm going to. But I was on a plane a while back, a couple of years ago, and it was, honestly, I think, now that I think about it, it was the return flight back to Los Angeles after my mother had passed away. That's how I was emotionally fragile I may or may not have been. But so I'm flying back, and I went to go put a bag up in the overhead thing, and this unruly flight attendant, and I don't even remember what she did, but she said something and grabbed and snatched at shit and was so horrible and nasty. I was called around, everybody around me was literally in shock, and to the point where I asked her to apologize. I was like, I think you need to apologize for your behavior. She would not do it. She was going to make such an incident out of me asking her to apologize that the plane was not going to leave the, whatever, not the runway, but the dock thing where it's hooked up to the thing so you can get on it. They were going to say it's my fault. They came up. It was ridiculous. You don't understand how much restraint the Hollywood hick had to use to not fucking punch a faggoty ass flight attendant in the face. And I use that word because I can, because he comes over and tries to tell me that because I think that I was disrespected, and every person who was within earshot and saw everything who was sitting around me agreed with me. It's not like even I was making the shit up, that we are not gonna, that no one was gonna get anywhere. So of course, whatever, because I'm the better person, I was like, I'm not going to hold up this entire plane. We'll settle this shit on the flip side. But you keep that bitch away from me. And literally, the woman would serve everyone around me, but she would not have anything to do with me because I called her out on being a complete insufferable bitch ass bitch and made really rude, unnecessary comments, and everybody around me heard it. And I did it actually in a very firm yet friendly way, to where I almost held up an entire plane because I was just not going to be spoken to in the way that some fucking bitch ass stewardess, because you're not a flight attendant when you're a bitch ass like that, you're a fucking stewardess, can kiss my ass. But yeah, I almost held up an entire plane because I insisted on an apology from a flight attendant who 100% owed me an apology. And then I had to suck it up for the greater good, which I'm still not happy with, if you can tell. But whatever. I am getting karma and justice in the form of Heather Cho, this stupid, stupid woman, self-entitled bitch, who is getting some straight-up comeuppance. Whew, hold on, I'm going to hiccup. I told y'all I've been drinking. Whatever. Okay, so what had happened was, I'm back on to the Heather Cho story. Okay, so what I'm saying is, when the incident on the plane happened, right, everybody in Korea was pissed. She made the news everywhere. It was all over the world. I saw it. And the Korean Air first tried to cover up the incident, which is never smart. There were too many witnesses. Why would you try to cover that shit up? But eventually had to respond to the public uproar by forcing her to resign. And because she's a vice fucking president. She's a vice president, had to resign, right? But then they brought up criminal charges against her because making a plane have to turn around and go back is a big deal. Which is something that a fucking vice president of an airline should know, even if you're only vice president of macadamia nuts on a plate or whatever the fuck she's vice president of. Sorry, I had to take a sip of beer on account of I was getting cotton mouthy because my friends Mary and Wanda might have showed up too. And so they give me a little bit of cotton mouth sometimes. But whatever. Okay, so she was arrested in Korea on December 30th of 2014 on a court warrant and arrested for disrupting the flight schedule, assaulting two flight attendants, coercing them, and disturbing their work. And Korean Air is... Korean Air itself is going to be fined $2 million and she's going to jail for a year. And, for 2 years without probation over the incident. Oh, so she is in there for a whole year. See, okay, America, Lindsay Lohan, Justin Bieber, all you little fucking hood rat wannabes. Let me tell you, be glad you are not being sentenced in a place like South Korea or China, because those fucking Asian people do not fuck around. They will throw your ass right in jail. They don't care who you are anymore. They did it to Jackie Chan's kid. I think he just got out after like 6 months in there for just a little teeny titch-a-tatch of weed, and that's some bullshit. Like, personally, I think it's bullshit, but according to Chinese people, they're like, hell no, that means you go to jail. I'm glad I don't live there, and that is why I won't live there, because if I had any weed, I'd be smoking it, and I'd probably be in a Chinese jail sitting beside Jackie Chan's kid. But also, in South Korea, you disrupt a plane flight, and they don't give a shit who you are. You can't buy your way out of it. I'm going to get charged $2 million, and you're going to go to jail for a year, and you're going to have to live in shame, and your father is probably going to like give you a sad eye for the rest of your life forever. Like, you brought shame, because like bringing shame upon the family over there is like a big deal. Not like over here where people are like, meh, whatever. People won't be talking about it again in a little bit. Over there, people remember that shit. Like, I remember shit. I have a like wealth of useless knowledge up in my brain. Like, I know who's got divorced and done horrible untoward nonsense, and it's all people who've been on TV, not anybody who's any important people. But that's what it is. But what I was saying is, okay, so then now, okay, you've got this freaking Heather Cho chick. Like, I digressed, and I don't even know what I was getting into. That's why I just changed the subject. But this Heather Cho chick over there, they throw the book at her stat right away. They're like, we're not putting up with this bullshit. We ain't putting up with it at all. We're going to make an example, and that's how we roll, right? That's all we do. That's just how this is. That's just what it's supposed to be. But over here, we just let people get away with shit left and right. And it's not right. Like the Lindsay Lohan, again. All she has to do her stupid little community service stuff and everything will be all right and go away. But what does she do? They all try to like sneak out of it on the flip side. Her and the Justin Bieber little fucking little troll doll or whatever. They're not his troll doll. He looks like that dude off of Saved by the Bell. Like, the older he gets, he looks like the fucking Zach, what's his name, off of Saved by the Bell. But my point is, even him, like, they're coming up with these cockamamie excuses for why they can't do their community service. It's just like even Justin Bieber didn't even have that much. He just needed to do it and get it over with. But he says he hurt his ankle playing basketball, which, okay, you did, but, like, you hurt your ankle playing basketball, like, a month ago. You got fucking assigned to this shit, like, 8 months ago. So why didn't you do shit in the fucking 7 months prior to getting your fucking ankle hurt, and then you send in your, like, lawyer, this Sean Holly chick, who must have a fucking racket, and I hope to God she makes a shit ton of money off of these morons that she represents all the time, because she's always representing the Bieber and the Charlie Sheen and the fucking Lindsay Lohan and the Miley Cyrus types. But I'm just like, good Lord, at some point, it's like, if your people aren't willing to do the shit, like, when did they quit listening to her? That's what I don't get. She always goes in there and defends these people and says, well, he couldn't do it because he twisted his ankle, or she couldn't do it because she got bit by a mosquito, or whatever the fuck the fucking excuse is at the time. And then come to find out, they don't have anything to back it up. Like the freaking Lindsay Lohan, I hope they do throw her ass in jail. But they're about to throw her. Like, the probation people out here are about done with her ass. And they're like, throw her in the pokey because she can't support this bogus freaking community service she supposedly did over in London across the pond, where some of it apparently consisted of her doing meet and greets after a play that apparently she wasn't even very good in. So it's like, why should you be giving community service credits or whatever the fuck they call them when you... for doing meet and greets afterwards, which is actually part of your job anyway. If you're in a play, you should be doing some fucking meet and greets afterwards and fucking getting some publicity and get some fucking people up in there. It's not your fucking community service and the shit that you do because you did a whole bunch of untoward nonsense, like crashing cars and getting drunk driving and like running into trucks and doing all kind of shit and then lying through your teeth about it and then acting generally like a fucking hood rat, a fucking 900-year-old hood rat. Dude, honey, you are not even 30 yet, Lindsay Lohan, and you look a mazillion. You are Methuselah. Stop it. Like, you need to just take a break, drink some water, moisturize, and stay out of the sun, and just regroup. And then, but I she's not even a good actress anymore. I can't even support her anymore. So whatever. These freaking children who over here on this side of the pond think they have it so horrible bad. Like the fucking Justin Bieber has to go down to Florida because he has another court case down in Florida and wanted to try to get out of his freaking having to go show up and appear there because he said that he is too good to have to fly a commercial airline and it's too expensive to have to fly his personal plane down there because it's like $65,000 when it's all said and done. So he can't take a fucking regular old plane. And thank God for the judge down in Florida who was like, fuck you, you little fucking shithead. Get on a regular plane and get your ass down here. You gonna do the crime, you gonna do the fucking shit you gotta do to try to get your ass out of it and or pay your fucking dues, you little shithead. Like, somebody needs to drown him in a toilet. I swear to God. Like, I can't wait for this, the roast they're gonna do on the Justin Bieber, because it's from what I understand, the people who are slated to be on it are not planning on holding back at all and are just going to fucking let some shit fly because he is a little twerp. I can't stand. And I used to defend that fool when he was younger and first coming out. It's like, no, he's going to buck the trend. You think I learned every time I say one of them is going to buck the trend more times than not, they end up going crazier and crazier. The time before Justin Bieber, I said that Amanda Bynes wasn't going to go crazy. And look at her. She done went about crazier than all of them. Everybody thought Britney went the craziest back when she went crazy. That ain't true. That fucking Amanda Bynes went straight up nuts. But I didn't think hers was like for real legitimate straight up nuts town. I don't know. I'm just talking about nonsense now. I don't even know what's going on in the world. But I was talking about this Heather Toe. She cracks me up. I love that she's going to freaking jail. Jail. They are throwing that the book at a bitch. And she's so remorseful. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. But like, okay, this is what the judge, his name is Judge Oh Sung Woo, said it was a case where human dignity had been trampled upon. Judge Oh said Cho had treated the flight as if it was her own private plane. It is doubtful that the way the nuts were served was so wrong, he said. The judge said Cho, who is also known as Cho Hyung Ah, whatever, I can't say it right, unpronounceable, had failed to show enough remorse even after she submitted letters to the court apologizing for the incident. So he judged her on her inability to show remorse, which is probably straight up true, because when people are that freaking entitled, they think they're showing remorse, but they're not. They ain't. They could give two fucking shits. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. And since I told you people that the Hollywood Hick is drunk this time, and I do apologize because there was no Friday episode this time of the Hollywood Hick last week, and that was also due to a drunken bender. So I have been on a bender, but I'm going to snap out of it. This is the end of it right here. If I get through this, I have a couple of few more minutes left of this program, like 30 of them. We'll see if I can make it without falling over dead. I'm just going to keep on talking and see where it goes. Because now we're just going to peruse some websites, do that kind of thing. Because I was too drunk to plan. I tried to plan earlier too. And also, there's not really fucking much to talk about in the world of pop culture and things. Well, there is. Well, oh, I did see this one article. Should we talk about this? I don't know. All right. Everybody loves Chevy Chase, right? And I used to love Chevy Chase until I discovered that he is a number one, straight up, I'm not making this up, the kind of asshole that most people would want to really fucking punch in the nose. Repeatedly. And I was kind of like disappointed to read this. Like I had always heard it, but then this article came out on the Gawker.com. Because if you don't look at the Gawker.com, that means you're not a, like gossip whore like I am, and it's probably a good thing. So God bless you. But if this shit would ever open up, I'd start telling you. But you know how my fucking interweb, I bitch about it all the time, and I don't even know why it's my interwebs or it ain't my interwebs. It's my something webs, but Now I started clicking around thinking it was going to help, and it isn't, and it doesn't. So don't go clicking around because that shit doesn't help. Because now I'm like, where the hell is my freaking story? Oh, here it is. Found it. Okay, so apparently, if we just want to get into it, because I used to think he was kind of cute way back in the day, but now he's not. He's like one of those people who did not age well at all whatsoever. But Chevy Chase apparently is like one of the biggest dicks ever to walk this planet. And I can kind of see that because I've heard stories before, but I never really paid it that much attention because I'm more interested in like some of the more like diva bitches, but usually the ones I like are the ones that are like caricatures on the television programs. Like right now, if y'all are not watching Empire on the Fox channel, you are doing yourself a complete disservice. It is by far the best drama television program on television right now. Go watch freaking Empire because Cookie Lion is worth it right there. Taraji P. Henson fucking owns that shit. And if she does not win every award for fucking actressing, acting, and things when it comes around time for the next, whenever fucking she's eligible for the Emmy or whatever, I'm going to straight up be pitching a fit if she ain't winning them all. Because this bitch is fucking got it down. She got subtle fucking side eyes she throws. She's fucking good. She's just fucking good. But, okay, what I was talking about is apparently Chevy Chase is an enormous son of a bitch. Who knew, right? Because like back in the day, like I came across this article on the Gawker, and it is a long ass list of some just seriously shitty stuff he did and like said to people starting way back in, like, because you know, apparently he quit Saturday Night Live after the very first season. Like he was too good, went on to try to do other shit. Never really like reached the success that he thought he was going to. I mean, he did a lot, but I don't think what he intended to reach, like the pinnacle that he was striving for, is not the pinnacle that he got to. He kind of got more to the, mythical or whatever, somewhere in the middle. I don't know. Fucking, when I'm drunk, I can't use big words when I'm drunk. Okay, but what I'm saying is, okay, apparently what happened was, right? What happened was, okay, back on Saturday Night Live in season one, he pissed off John Belushi, Al Franken, who I think was just a writer back in those days, Lorraine Newman, Gilda Radner, and basically the whole cast, this is according to the Gawker, of the writing staff of Saturday Night Live, because he was like hard, like always putting people down, like, and I know people who do that shit, this comes from a freaking place of insecurity yourself. So Chevy Chase quit being such an insecure little prick, but he was such a viciously effective put down artist. It says here, the sort who could find the one thing somebody was sensitive about, and like the pimple on their nose perhaps. That's, well, you could have come up with a better reference than that, Gawker. And then kid about it mercilessly. So apparently he just drove everybody fucking crazy on there. Well, that's not that fucking bad. But oh, he was also basically doing a shit ton of coke while he did it. So it's like kind of like fucking, hello kettle, this is pot. Okay, now I get it. Because he was fucking kettle potting, and that's some straight up bullshit. But apparently he also pissed off Johnny Carson. Who pisses off Johnny Carson? Johnny Carson apparently once said that Chevy couldn't ad lib a fart after a baked bean dinner. Okay, that is fucking funny. Chevy couldn't ad-lib a fart after a baked bean dinner because Chevy Chase dismissed chatter that he could be the next he said he could be the next Carson. He was telling New York Magazine that I'd never be tied down to for 5 years interviewing TV personalities. And then this is the dude, like, he said that about Johnny Carson. And then when Johnny Carson was, like, done, who was one of the first ones to completely fall on their freaking face because they failed miserably at being Johnny Carson? Chevy, mother truckin' Chase. That's what I'm saying. Apparently, again, still back in those freaking Saturday Night Live season one days, pissed off Lorne Michaels, who was, and I guess, whatever. He's like the bigwig of Saturday Night Live, right? But apparently they were really close friends. And it says here, he's like, without warning, Chevy decided to leave the show. I was telling you, because he left after the first season because he wanted to do some primetime specials for NBC. But he just like fucking just left. And then basically like the writers who were working on the show, there was one, his name, okay, oh, I guess he went and, fuck, I'm not making any sense. Whatever. Chevy Chase went and signed with William Morris. And one of the writers, basically he said, Chevy was a scumbag the way he left. Deceitful and dishonest about the whole thing. He's like, when somebody asked Chevy why he was leaving, he went, money, lots of money. That's why he left. Which I guess you can fucking say that. But whatever. There's other types. Okay, Jane Curtin, who I love. She was the one who took over, like, I guess the first season he did do the, like, the weekend update desk or whatever. But she fucking took over it and owned that shit for years, right? Owned that shit for straight up mother trucking years. But when he came to back to guest host one time, after story, he insisted on doing the weekend update segment that had been his trademark. And according to some accounts, like, Chevy, like, everybody said that this pissed off Jane Curtin, and but Jane, and I honestly think that she's right, she insists that she really didn't care and that Chevy was expecting a reaction and that she wasn't going to give it to him. And that's the best thing you can do to a fucking narcissistic asshole, is not give them the reaction that they want. So I love that about Jane Curtin. He's like, he wants my fucking spot. Fine, he started it. Whatever, I'll give it to him. But at the same time, I'm not going to let him fucking own me and think that he can get his jabs in and be a fucking dick and it's going to get to me. Because the best way to let you know it doesn't bother me is by not letting it me bother. Not letting it me bother me. I can't even talk. Not letting it bother me. And that's that. But what? Oh, this is the one. Okay, this one. This is when you know this dude is a straight up son of a bitch, bitch ass, bitch, mother trucker. Like, I can't even go into mob wives cussing enough about him enough. Like, a mob wife would not be able to cuss about him enough. But back in, like, the 80s, there was the guy on there, Terry Sweeney, on Saturday Night Live. Like, the first openly gay guy on Saturday Night Live. I can't even think if there's others, whatever. But, I mean, he was pretty fucking gay. And but apparently, Chevy Chase thought it was very funny that a joke he made, like, when he went back to go host at that time, he wanted to just piss everybody off, apparently. Like, everybody's like, he was just doing everything in his mother trucking power to piss people off. And but apparently he was even more relentlessly hateful to Terry Sweeney, and which makes me think he's a fucking homophobic asshole, dick, fucking son of a bitch, who probably has a little teeny pecker because everybody fucking... I don't know. I just always go to Little Pecker. But whatever. It's just that fucking I'm like more macho than you bullshit. But he was making these comments about he said they should do a sketch where they weighed Terry Sweeney every week to see if he had AIDS. So then he ended up having to apologize and actually, oh, and then Terry Sweeney said he had to actually come to his office and apologize. And he was really furious, said he had to apologize. Like, he was like, more pissed that he had to apologize than the people were that he made this horrible comments. Like, it seems like Terry Sweeney was a cool guy about it. And then fucking Chevy Chase is like right at the height of AIDS, like you make that fucking comment just because he's gay, he has to have AIDS. We're gonna like just weigh him every freaking week to see how much he weighs. Like, you're such a fucking prick. Like, what a prick. Oh my goodness, what a prick. Okay, so then after he fucking badmouths fucking Johnny Carson about doing a talk show all the time because, you know, he's so fucking superior and wonderful, he goes on to do his own talk show. You know, it was on the Fox Network, I think, right after Carson. They were trying to like fill him in or fill a void or whatever, which ended up being canceled after like 3 weeks or some absurd bullshit like that. But basically, like, he pissed off everybody because basically, okay, what it says here on this Gawker thing is it says how Chevy pissed everybody off. It says Chevy returned to television in 1993 with a high profile attempt by Fox to fill the void left by a retiring Johnny Carson. Okay, this is on the Gawker website. And in a New York profile from before the show's premiere, highly recommended, if only for parenthetical, where Chase tries to blame the huge flop, Nothing But Trouble, on poor Dan Aykroyd. Like, he's also apparently seems like one of those people who's like, nothing is his fault. Like, such a self-entitled bitch. And it says, the show already feels doomed to fail. The only preview we get is a game Chevy wants to play with audience members involving putting rubber bands around their heads and racing by scrunching their faces. This is the most ridiculous shit I've ever read. And within 5 weeks of its debut, it was canceled. He later told the Times he wanted to do something much darker and more improv and blame network constraints and not his own clear nervousness and incompetence for the show's failure. I love that. And not his own clear nervousness and incompetence, because it sounds like that's what it was. Because, and honestly, I think I remember watching some of it way back then and thinking, this is horrible, and then turning the channel off. Or turning it over to something else, probably. Or I probably put in a tape of Madonna or something like that, because back in those days, I would watch a Madonna video over anything ever in history. But whatever. I mean, this whole thing goes on and on and on. Like, I could go on and on. Like, it goes, literally goes on and on. Like, on this Community show that he's on now, apparently he is just the most insufferable prick. So, everyone, Chevy Chase is a complete and utter prick. There's way more shit I could talk about him now, but the more I think about it, the more it just kind of like annoys me. Like, he pissed off Kevin Smith. He's like done horrible things to like Bill. Like, he just tells people to like quit talking. Like, I would like put my freaking foot in his mouth. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. And he's such an insufferable prick about it. Whatever. Okay, Chevy Chase. No good. Nobody likes you. I'm done with you. Broke the fuck up. That's what you are. I used to like, you're in Caddyshack, one of my all-time favorite movies. You are in Caddyshack. And I just have to say, we are broke the fuck up. If you were this, I've always heard you were a dick. But after I read this article, and y'all should go look at it on Gawker, all you got to do is go to Gawker.com or whatever it is and type in Chevy Chase, and it will bring you right to the article where you can see what an insufferable prick this guy is. What a complete insufferable prick. Like, we are broke the fuck. I just have like a modicum of humanity, and I don't have to fucking break the fuck up with you on an internet radio show. But fuck you, Chevy Chase. We are broke the mother trucking fuck up. Okay? Okay. I'm just saying is all. That's that. All right. I'm not going to talk about Chevy Chase anymore because now he has me upset. Let's see what's going on in the world. Let's see. Oh, why don't we check out and see what's happening with the stupid criminals of the world? Because we got a little time left. What? Oh, we got plenty of time left to see what's going on with stupid criminals, because I've been winging it this whole time. Lord knows, I've just been rambling about Lord knows whatever. I hope y'all are all sticking around with me on this drunken episode of the Hollywood Hick, because I'm running low on beer. I might have to hit a pause button and go fetch another beer, because why would I want to be dry throughout this entire thing? I started it drunk. I might as well finish it on a high note, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, y'all. But okay, whatever. Shoo. I went off the rails for a second. Okay, I'm back now. All right. So what I'm saying is, I'm looking over here on one of my very favoritest of websites, The Smoking Gun, because if you ever want to feel better about yourself, you go over here to The Smoking Gun, because there's a section called Busta, B-U-S-T-E-R, Busta, not B-U-S-T-A, but Buster, not Bust-A. And there will always be stupid things on here, or stories on here about stupid people who make me feel so very, very, very much better about myself. Like right now. Okay, I'm looking at this. Right now, top story on the Buster, we have, because this is just like normal behavior. This is what you should be expected to do. But it says, spitting Texan faces reckless driving charge for latest road rage incident. I get the road rage. I completely and 100% identify with people who get the road rage. It's just something that fucking happens, and you have to deal with it. Like, not, we all just have to realize that we're going to sometimes have to agree to disagree. Otherwise, we're going to fucking kill each other. And I completely understand how this guy would feel this way and get so upset, because I do it all the time. I'm driving down the road in complete and utter shock. I still can't figure out why a turn signal is such a daunting task to most people. Like, to do that little flick of the wrist is... flick of the wrist is so mother trucking vexing to some people that I can't get it. But whatever. I'm talking now about the spitting Texan motorist. So this dude, the spitting Texas motorist, he got caught on tape menacing a woman. I love how the words they use. Menacing a woman and her 4-year-old daughter is... I love the way this is worded. It almost sounds like her 4-year-old daughter is facing the reckless driving charge. Because it says, the spitting Texas motorist caught on tape menacing a woman, and her 4-year-old daughter is facing reckless driving charge. That's some like smoking gun. Y'all usually ain't got grammar that bad. Like, when I sound like this and I say your shit is not fucking worded right, y'all got some fucking problems. But what I'm saying is, I get the gist of it. So basically, the woman and her kid were in the car, and this dude went nuts and spits a loogie right in the middle of their windshield and like hollers like bunch of bullshit. He's like, his name is Rashad Ben, 23 years, like, you dumbass, you're 23, you don't know whether to fucking scratch your fucking watch or wind your ass, and you're fucking sitting here, I don't get it, like, 23, I was like, okay, road rage, okay, he's 23, I had to regroup, y'all seen that, I had to regroup. Smack my lips and regroup. But Rashad Ben, he's a 23-year-old repeat road rager. Oh, this is not the first time. He was hit with a misdemeanor count in connection with his encounter earlier this month within Austin. This is in Austin, Texas, not Florida, go figure. Roadway where Julie Nolan and her kid, like, he's like, he went spitting on her. He's like, apparently, after watching a male driver veer from lane to lane while aggressively crowding other motorists, some of whom were nearly forced off the road, Nolan used her cell phone to try and record the man's license plate. But when Ben spotted Nolan filming him, he jumped out of his car, which he did. There's a video here, but I'm too drunk to give y'all a clip, so you gotta trust. But he gets out of his car and, like, comes running up. He calls her a bitch. He does. Spits on her windshield, a big, giant, pumpkin style fucking flavor of love loogie right on the windshield, and she's like, he's like, fuck you, black, and he does holler black power as he like goes back and then yells white bitch as he gets into his car. And I'm not saying that's racist, but that's really hard to deny when you're hollering fucking shit like that. And this poor woman, but it's like freaked out, and her kid's screaming. Of course, the kid's 4, screaming. But apparently this dude has a lengthy rap sheet that includes criminal convictions for drunk driving, marijuana possession. I just can't get behind that one. But also theft, which I do get behind. Resisting arrest, I do get behind. And driving with a suspended license. And if he's convicted of the reckless driving charge, he faces a maximum of 30 days in jail for that. Then why bother? What the fuck? Gotta give them more time than that. Actually, no. We have too many people in jail. We should not be giving them more time than that. That's some straight up bullshit. Don't listen to the Hollywood hang. Honestly. But this guy, he should get like some kind of fine and have to do some serious straight up anger management and like maybe like go to like do some community service. Like, I think it's where people are better served doing some community service bullshit. For real, give back. Just not fucking Lindsay Lohan style, where they try to fucking get away with bullshit and I have to fucking put up with things. All right, so let's find somebody else that makes us feel better about ourselves. I'm kind of on a roll here. I'm drunker than Cootie Brown. This has probably been a really horrible episode, and if it has been, I apologize up front. And if you've enjoyed it, I'm pleasantly surprised because, just because. But okay, also here on the mugshots. Oh my God, do I love a mugshot? I have a couple of them that are floating out there, and I haven't really seen them, but because they like wanted me to pay to get them like off of these kind of public information shit or whatever. But these fucking pictures of these people, there was a man. Where did this happen? Man, okay. Headline. I should clue y'all in on this part. The headline of these people. Oh, wait a minute. There's one better. Okay, but first there was a man, 22, and a woman, 52, busted for having sex in stranger's hot tub. Now, that is a straight-up cougar. But their names are Christy Sheldon and Lucas Arnson. And Sheldon and Arnson were busted this week for disorderly conduct after a Minnesota homeowner called cops to report that two naked strangers were having sex in her hot tub. The police were summoned around 11:30 in the p.m. on a Tuesday at a home over in Eagan, somewhere in Minnesota, I'm assuming, at a city 15 miles south of St. Paul. So it's near St. Paul. Oh, sorry. I hope y'all didn't, I didn't burp too loud in the middle of this fucking program. But good Lord, that felt good. I told y'all I'm drunk. Drunker than Cootie Brown. And St. Paul, whatever. They were in the hot tub fucking, and they got busted. Okay, that could be a better story. All right, next one. But this one fucking cracks my shit up. I saw this one the other day. Okay, so this, again, not Florida, you would think, I think. Wait a minute, before I make that, oh my God. As soon as I said not Florida this time, of course it was Florida. Of course, why would I think it was anything other than Florida? But the headline for this one is, meet the couple that was dumped into a garbage truck and nearly crushed to death. Yeah, that's what happened to a couple who were sleeping off a night's partying inside a Florida trash dumpster that was emptied into a garbage truck, whose driver told police that I almost killed them both, because apparently he dumped them in, which has to be fucking shitty. Could you imagine sleeping one off? You're in a dumpster. One, you're sleeping one off in a dumpster. So that in and of itself is not the most optimal of places to be roused, right? Just to be in there. But could you imagine to be roused from your drunken slumber by not only just being in a dumpster, but being lifted into the air and dumped into everybody's nasty, filthy, horrible, garbage, funky McFunkerson shit that you get dumped into? You and your boyfriend, like, you have to be going head over heels, ass over ankles. Like, there's no way around it. There's absolutely no way around it. So these people, and this poor woman, I'm looking at her mugshot right now, because her name is, happened to Lisa Cirabella, who's 49, and Donald Jordan, 37. And he looks much more pleased to have been thrown into a garbage truck than she does. She has a big old black eyeshadow, like a big old, like, busted nose and a big lip. Like, I don't know what happened to him, how he got away so unscathed, but he does not have the visible facial injuries that she has. But okay, this really is becoming one of my all-time favorite feel better about myself stories. But okay, let me just read y'all the rest, some more of this. So basically, according to cops, Lisa Cirabella, number 49, I am drunk. It's not a sports team. She is not number 49. She is 49, as in years old. Okay, Lisa Cirabella, 49 years old, and Donald Jordan, 37 years old, were asleep inside a dumpster outside a Wawa market in Tampa. This happened in Tampa at a Wawa market, W-A-W-A market, which people make fun of Piggly Wigglies from where I'm from. And down further down in Florida, there are Wawa markets, which sounds like something that like a freaking toddler refers to their grandma as. Wawa, let's go over to Wawa's house. Some bullshit. So whatever, I digress. So basically they go, oh my God, I can't talk. They're at the what? They get dumped into the. Okay. They were asleep inside a dumpster outside the Wawa market in Tampa when Progressive Waste Solutions pulled when a Progressive Waste Solutions truck pulled up to the business at around 5 a.m. Oh, so they didn't even really get time to sleep in very good because it was 5 a.m. when they got dumped into the freaking truck. But the driver, Radmus Velasquez, hooked the dumpster to his truck and emptied its contents, Cerebell and Jordan included, into the vehicle. After driving away, he heard the pair yelling from inside the truck bay and dialed 911. Cerebella and Jordan, who were not arrested today, they did not get arrested for this, by the way. They just have to live with the shame and the fact that they got put on the smoking gun. But they did not get arrested. So these must be old mugshots. So I don't know where her black eye and busted nose came from in her mugshot, but maybe she got her ass beat by somebody. I don't know. But okay, so basically what happened was the dude called 911, the driver, and according to Velasquez, the guy who was driving the truck, he says, "I was picking up some containers. I got two people. I don't know how they got in the back of the truck, but they stuck in the truck." And Velasquez noticed that he went to compact the trash. He started compacting it. See, he almost squished them to death for fucking real. Before realizing that Cerebella and Jordan were inside the truck, he's like, "I almost killed them both." And he's for real. That's some straight up Star Wars shit. Like, that's almost like that happened in Star Wars Episode 4, which is the first movie, technically, but the fourth installment of the series. Whatever. That's just like showing my geek side right there. But when the emergency service workers got there, they were able to free Cerebella and Jordan, according to this Smoking Gun article, from the garbage truck, and they were transported to the hospital. And the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office deputies surmised that the duo likely became intoxicated at the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino before dozing off in the dumpster. Jordan, who smelled of booze, told cops that the pair was visiting the Tampa area from Kissimmee, a city about 75 miles away, which you don't know if Kissimmee is like right there outside of Disney World, because Kissimmee St. Cloud is where they always try to like sucker you into staying when you go to the fucking Disney World, when it ain't really Disney World. And that's some straight up bullshit. But according to court records in Osceola, whatever, unpronounceable county, Florida, where Kissimmee is located, Cerebella and Jordan have frequently been arrested over the past several years. Oh, they must be a couple. So at least they do this together. They bond over these kind of events. But Cerebella's rap sheet includes bus for loitering, theft, battery, resisting arrest, and drunk driving. Jordan has been busted for cocaine possession, loitering, trespass, panhandling, drinking in public, battery, and disorderly conduct. Now, I have been known to do a few of those things, but that's a lot of freaking, that's a lot of unruliness in like one little thing for two little old people who got dumped in a garbage truck. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. All right, let's see what else is going on. We got a little bit of time left here. Just a few more minutes left on the Hollywood Hick this evening. Oh, this one. I've been curious about this. Let's see what happened here. There was this woman in Georgia. This is not Florida, but close to Florida. Georgia is just a step above. You just go right out of Florida, and the first place you go to if you're going north is freaking Georgia. But there's a woman, 82 years of old, arrested for theft of sexist, oh, not sex. See, it's not even funny anymore. I thought it said sexist fantasies, but it's sexiest fantasies, body spray. Okay, so some old woman named Annalise Young wanted some fucking, like, body spray. But it is kind of cheesy as fuck. It's a $7.39 bottle of body spray. Okay, I'm going to have to call bullshit on you, one of my most beloved websites, The Smoking Gun. Why you got to be poking fun at an old lady like that? She fucking picked up, so she was trying to have a sexiest fantasy, and for $7.39, she couldn't afford it, and just, like, y'all don't have to put her all over the interwebs. That's some bullshit. That's some bull fucking mother trucking shit. I'm just saying as all. Okay, whatever. I'm not even going to try to keep this going anymore. Okay, this has been a very off the rails. I don't even know if I've made sense to most of this program, but y'all been listening to The Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network, and my name is Brent Paris. You can follow me on the Twitters at Brent Paris, which is two R's in Paris because that makes that shit fancy. And you can also find me there on the Instagrams. This is the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. live if you want to hear this shit when it's going down, which the Hollywood Hit comes on every day on the 7s, West Coast on the 10s, East Coast, with new ones on Tuesdays and Fridays in the PM hour. And yeah, that's it for me. I'm drunker and shit. I'm fixing to go to bed. And I hope everybody has a good one. So doodle-lam, doodle-lam-doo, bitches. I will talk to you mother truckers later. Bye, y'all.